D-backs looking for a series win in New York. Robbie Ray back on the hill for the first time since July 28th when he was struck in the head by a line drive, and he was great.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Slider in the dirt. Herman tags Cespedes, and Robbie Ray has struck out the side in the first inning. The end of one. The Diamondbacks nothing. The Mets nothing.
For the last half a dozen years. Conforto swings and misses. Down he goes. Robbie Ray has brought out the good stuff today, as he now gets up to six strikeouts for the afternoon.
1-1 on the way. Hit hard on the ground through the middle. Base hit center field. Fuente scores. Herman will be held at third. Lagares fires in on one hop to the plate. Going to second is Ray, and on at first with a game-tying RBI single is Gregor Blanco. Bases remain loaded, one out, and the Diamondbacks have tied the game 1-1. 3-2 the count. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing on a soft liner to right. It's going to fall in for a hit. Goldschmidt to third. He's being waved home. Nimmo just now comes up with it. He'll have no play at the plate. So Goldschmidt scores standing. And on at first with an RBI single is Brandon Drury. And the Diamondbacks have a 3-1 lead.
Bradley's got the sign that he likes. He works from the first base side of the rubber. Hands together. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. 95-mile-an-hour fastball, chest high. And that's the inning. The Mets settle for the one run on the ground out. And at the end of seven, Arizona 3 and the Mets 2.
Two out. 2-0 pitch. Cespedes runs. Flores hits it in the air to right center field and playable. It's Fuentes, the center fielder, making the catch to end the ball game.
Missed chances for the Mets, and the D-backs hold on 3-2. Ray was great in his return. Five innings, two hits, just one earned run. He struck out nine for his 10th win of the season. Mets outfielder Michael Conforto left the game in the fifth inning after dislocating his shoulder on a swing. Before the game, the Mets released an injury update filled with star players on Thursday and take another big hit during this one. Terry Collins spoke after the game.
Yeah, that, and it turns your stomach. You know, a young player was having a tremendous year and, you know, really making a name for himself to, you know, go down like that, and that with that kind of an injury, it's tough to watch.
Have you ever seen anything like that before, where a guy swings and dislocates a shoulder?
No.
At this point, I mean, has he had an MRI? Or
he's there right now.
There right now. Should you expect either way with an injury like that, that this is probably it for the season for him?
Well, I can't go out there and predict that. I'll just let the doctors tell us what's going on, and once they see what's, you know, after they get the MRI back.
Jerry, on the right.
Terry, all these injuries you've had this year obviously sting, but does this one hurt a little bit more given the quality year he's had and the one bright spot he's been for you from day one?
Yeah, no question. I mean, especially right now, you know, Cess is starting to heat up, and, you know, with Michael in the lineup, kind of at least you got two real legitimate guys in the middle of your lineup, and have, again, just the year he's had and all the work he's put in to having the year, and it's, you know, just tough to, you know, see a young guy like that get hurt in any situation, but certainly this guy who's, you know, again, putting his name on the, you know, in the big picture of a guy that's going to be a great player here.
Steve.
Terry, do you know if he's ever had anything like this in the past?
I believe he has.
Is this something that's the type of injury that once you've had it one time, it can recur a little easier?
Again, Steve, I don't have those facts. Somebody came up to me and said he's had it in the past, so that's all. I don't know anymore. I don't know how many times. I just heard that.
The Mets hit the road on Friday, traveling to D.C. to face the Nationals. Jacob deGrom gets the start against Matt Grace.